Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Caterie Room. You've got your Onika live coming at you straight from my studio. I like to say happy Black History Month to all of those who are participating. I hope you are raising up a standard in the community for the African American. And I hope you are also giving the people a little bit of our heritage and a little bit about our culture. Because if you're not, you're doing them a disservice. And for those of you who are on the airwaves now, please come and lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. We'd like to invite you into our celebration for Black History Month. That's what we're doing. We're lifting our voices and we're singing unto the height of our destination. We are on our way, ladies and gentlemen. And whether or not you know it or not, we are on our way, and we are aligning ourselves with a mission statement. And our mission statement has been to be the very best that we could be. And the mission for the African American is to look at the situation now and see that after the bottom comes the top, after the beginning comes the end, and we know that we are on our way up to the top now. But are we positioned in the proper places to be able to obtain this? The main thing we have to remember to continue with our rituals. And today we'd like to continue with our ritual of our flag, of our African flag. And those of you who don't know, you have an African flag. It's red, green, and black. And we honor those colors, and we significantly like to give you the recited poem that we've been reciting for Black History Month. And this has been written by UNIA, the Allegiance of the Flag. Here's to this flag of mine, the red, black, and green, hopes in its future bright that Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destiny depend on it. The red, black, and green of it, old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it, face shot and shelled of it, maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors brought and told of it, please is my soul with it, irregardless of what has been told of it. Now thanks to God just for giving it, the great flag of mine. And ladies and gentlemen, you ought to hold that near and dear to your heart, African Americans or not. It's very important to know that you have a place in society. And for some reason or other, people have tried to X out the African experience and demonize the African expression. But we aim to carve a place for our people back into society. How do you X out a people that has been the foundation who brought civilization into being? And who also brought us reasoning, how do you X them out? Now, the Jews always say, never again. When they find someone that took part in their miapa, they say, never again. Africans, you are to say never again. I'm saying it for you. Never again will oppression be put upon a people again as if they're not conscious enough to notice that you are trying to X them out of society. You cannot X out a people whose time has come. And our time has come. For those of you who don't believe that we also had a Mayafa, we had a middle passage experience, and a lot of us didn't make it through that middle passage. Some of our ancestors, we still yearn and cry for their absence. They didn't make it through. But since we made it through, we are the sum total of why they came. We've climbed over their backs now, and we're standing on their shoulders, and we're looking over into the situation and looking across our backs, behind us, like the Sankofa bird, remembering in order to create our future, we must take a bit of our past to recreate ourselves in the future. You cannot execute us out of the picture. You cannot alleviate us from being a part of building this great nation, because we know that off the sweat of our mothers and fathers' brags, they helped to develop the foundation of this land. How do we write ourselves back into the creation? By remembering all of our rituals and our traditions. And we are going to bring our ritual back in today. We're going to bring our libation back in today because it was significantly a part of the African slaves that they did in order to summon their ancestors. And right about now, we're going to summon our ancestors by pouring libation to Oladulamare. And we say, Tutu Oladulamare, we call you here in all your array and beauty. And we say, Ashe, so be it, so let it be done. I like to call on my mother's spirit, Yaminye. Oh, Yaminye, we call on your spirit today. Oh, Bakala, Shango, Elegba, Ishun. We call on your spirits today because your spirits are rich, and we say Ashe to Yaminye. I like to call on my father's spirit, oh, Bakala, the man in white, the man that knows all, that sees all. And we call, oh, Bakala, Shango, Elegba, Ishun. We call you today because it's your shoulders that we stand on, and we say Ashe. I like to light a candle for my father's spirit so that he might find his way through the dark. I like to light a candle for my mother's spirit so she will be guided all the way, and I say Ashe. As they find their way back through the middle passage, help them to remember when we poured libations and we celebrated in honor of our culture. I celebrate the four winds today. I say, Oye, Oye, from the four corners of the earth. I ask you to bring in the wind, Oye. Bring in the wind from the east. And I say, Ashe, bring the wind in. I say, bring the wind in from the west. Oh, yay, bring the wind from the west. And I say, Ashe. I call on, oh, yay, from the east. And I say, bring the wind in from the east. Excuse me, from the north, Ashe. And I say, oh, yay, bring the wind from the south. Bring it up from the south, I say, Ashe. Now, to those of you who know Jesus as El Shaddai, and to those of you who know Allah as the Father and the only monotheistic God, I say Ashe. And to those of you who know Obatala as one of our expressions of the Orisha, I say Oshe. And to those of you who know Oladulamare as the African God, I say Ashe. And we call forth all of those spirits today. We honor all of our prophets today. And we cannot stand here flat-footed and say that there is only one path and one way to God. There are many paths to God and many directions to God. Even though we may all become a level at the cross, we must acknowledge every custom and every tradition and every alignment with God. If we are to say we are one who fellowships in the Spirit, we must acknowledge all of our ancestors. We must also acknowledge all of our prophets. And we ask you today to go with us as we go on this journey. As we go on this journey today, we ask you to be a part of this celebration. And when we do this celebration, we know that we go into the Spirit. And as we go into the Spirit now, the call and response of the Spirit of the African, as we go into the Spirit and the African meditates on the Spirit in the call and response, and we call on those great ancestors so that we can be a part of their celebration. And today, as we think back over the fact that Moses, come out from behind that tree. Lay down your weapons, Harriet. Lay down your weapons. We're coming with you freely without you molesting us. We're calling you to come and get your people and take your people home. And we're saying, Sojourner Truth, we want you to bring forth the truth serum so that you will make all of those who have spoken ill of the African to speak in right action right now. We're calling for Shekez Diop and asking him to write one more book for us. We're calling for Dr. Carruthers to go back to the Comedic Institute and to begin to teach your lessons again. And we're calling on John Henry Clark, our revolutionary who brought forth the truth and taught us. Carter G. Woodson, the one who laid down Black history rules and regulations and taught us that we are to celebrate our heritage and that we're more than a heritage, that we're a culture. We thank you, Carter G. Woodson, that you have laid down a foundation that we can continue throughout our lives. We call on Madam C.J. Walker today that she may walk that walk with her straightening comb, because I know she come to straighten it out. We thank you today that we can call on Nina Simone that she can sing Mississippi. Goddamn Mississippi, why do you have to be so hard on your people? When she sang that song, she meant it, because Jim Crow laws were all over the world and they were impeding Black people from progress. They were taking away their homes and they were making them slaves once again, even though slavery had ended. She said the Jim Crow laws were too much for her. She couldn't bear it. And I say, Nina Simone, you don't have to worry no more, because someone has brought your music back, and they will sing your music, and they will glory and rally around the greatness and what you tried to make society see. And we thank you for what you did, and we are about to bring about an opportunity to bring your music back to life again. And we like to look over our shoulders one more time, and looking in the middle passage, we said that we cannot go on without our ancestors, and that we are not fully in totality. The house is not in order unless our ancestors are present here with us today. And we like to call on Joe Lewis to come back and testify one more time about the great knockout. And I ask that he come back and knock out the spirit of racism and call out the spirit of racism. Why is it so easy for people to follow a great nation of men and women, even though they don't believe the same way? Why is it that they will take up and they will rally in their successes in the basketball, in the athletic arena, but they will not share a table with them? A man that will not share a table with you is dangerous, because it's important that you should learn to break bread together and have understanding. When will the time when understanding will be on the scene? White men and Black men alike conversing. When will there be a time for understanding once again, so we can understand that we all must live and we all must be treated equal and no one is above the other? When will we have an opportunity to come to the tables again? Now, I know that they say that there is a Jesus coming through the sky and he's coming back and he's going to rapture us from this mess and he's going to take us away. But whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe when they say the sky is falling? Is the sky truly falling? You will be the judge of that. If our system has collapsed and our systems are failing, when will you say that we have got to come up with a better plan? Whose report will you believe? We must come up with a better plan. the plan that we have before us will not work. You cannot destroy a great people and think that God will not come back for your loved ones and your kin and kin. You must understand to do right by the African is to do right by your own families. You must understand to show grace and favor to those who cannot do for themselves is a feather in your cap so that you will have grace and mercy and understanding when your time comes for suffering. You say, what? You didn't know you will have a time? Every man has a time for his suffering. If you employ suffering up on somebody else, it is karma. It will come back to your house to visit your household as well. So we must straighten it out. Somebody say we got to straighten it out. I want to hear you say we got to straighten it out. And when we straighten it out, we won't have to come back to this chapter in our life again. Black History Month is not only just for African Americans. It's a time for the Caucasian and the other persuasive religions and nationalities to look over their life to see if there's anything that needs to be rooted up and pulled down and torn down, because we've got to straighten it out. We cannot go on hating our president because of his skin color. We cannot go on setting traps for him either. We cannot go into the workforce and to prevent men and women from working who have a desire to work. It is their desire to work, and every man who wants to work should have that opportunity. How can you lock a man up and say you're using the laws to impede injustice on the world when you have created injustice on one man? Injustice on one man is injustice on a whole nation. We must remember that some of the falsehoods that are happening in these courtrooms will have to be challenged. They will have to be addressed, and they will start being addressed sooner than what we think. You can no longer lock up a people and take them away from their homeland and suppress them to small spaces in cells and say you're rehabilitating them. You're not rehabilitating them, and you're a liar if you say you are. You are impeding that man from appropriating and having a family, and God is not pleased with it. So we must wake up and sound the bell that this is Black History Month, and this is our only time to sound our voices about injustice. And injustice must be dealt with. We know that there's some that say, well, let's knock them off. Let's get them out of the scene. Let's stop their mouth from running, and let's cease from existing. I will tell you straight from God's mouth. I've been sent out to speak to you as your last chance to straighten it out, and that there will be no harm that comes to me and my household, because God truly has woken me up in my sleep and said your responsibility is to sound the warning bell. And because I'm being obedient, I don't think you want to mess with this woman. I don't think you want to come against me, because the ancestors are standing in line right now. They are waiting. They are waiting for an opportunity. But I tell you this, that today, this day, African Americans around the world are sitting there saying, I wish I had the courage to speak up on behalf of my people. I wish I had the courage to go out front and tell them what's really on my heart. But nevertheless, somebody has called you to make a change. And Martin Luther King's dream means nothing if we do not know how to wake up out of that anesthesis. And today we are going to wake up. Today we're going to come up out of that slumber, and we will not just dream dreams, but we will live throughout our lifestyle of sound man with sound consciousness. We have been functioning as if we are drunk and out of our mind. Anytime you think you can visibly destroy young men and think that nobody will not see it, you must be drunk in your own madness. You must be somewhat anesthetized. But see, God is in a slumber, and he is within, underwater, within each and every one of us. Those of you who have sought to wake up God, I'm telling you, don't just jog him, but wake God up in you and let the Godhead rise up in you. There's no Jesus coming out of the sky for you. I don't care how many plates the Jewish set for Jesus to come back. Jesus is already here in you and I. We must wake up the Godhead that's slumbering within us, and we must tell God to function as a God and collaborate with us on one accord. We have an ally, and he is in us. He might be laying asleep, but he's there. It is up to you to wake that Godhead up. The gods are appearing on the scene this day, and someone will say, who woke up the gods? And how did the gods come on the scene without us knowing it? They're already here. And Martin Luther King just patronized people. He kept them at bay, but he did not rattle and shake their cages like God wants it to be and intended it to be. But we, as the new missionaries, are going to have to rattle some cages and make a deal with people that they cannot confuse. They cannot refuse, because right now, we are embarking upon a new system, and the women energy and the feminine energy that's coming on the scene, she is not playing with you. She is not playing with you. She is serious than a heart attack, because she's sick and tired of her man being gone away from home, and she's sick and tired of her children being taken out of her household. She's sick and tired, like Fannie Lou Hamer said, I'm sick and I'm tired. And when we get sick and tired, we do something about it. We just don't keep praying on a subject matter or a topic. We do something about it. And when a woman raises her hand to you, you better pray that God has mercy. Because when she goes down on her knees, she goes down into the pit of Hades. And she comes up with all power in her hand. She intends to find that which is lost. She intends to get a return on her value. She is not playing with you, because she knows a nation is depending on her to carry a household. But can she carry a household when there are no jobs for her to partake of, and no rooms to clean, and no houses to scrub, and no children to take care of? Can she continue to bring home nothing for her children? No. She will only tally with you for a little while, until she gets sick and tired of not being able to prosper in her community, in her neighborhood. And churches, I'm speaking to you. Quit taking money out of the woman's household, her last dime that she's using to buy a meal for her children. Quit asking her for her light bill money, her water bill money, her sewer bill money. Let her go home and occupy, and quit taking her money from her. Churches, you ought to be building institutions to prepare these young men, because we are at war, whether you know it or not, we are at war. And it's unfortunate that you are still talking about Peter and Paul and what John and Jacob did, and that has already been taken care of. We know what they did. We can read the scriptures for ourselves. Now you must find out how to help a nation of people live again, how to show us how to have a quality of life. You must come forward, and you must rapture the community with your church and not with the scriptures, because what the scriptures had to do and needed to take care of, it's already been taken care of. It's now time for you to take care of a race that is about to be destroyed for a lack of a vision. It is time for a church to put a vision on a community and call the people to the vision. I didn't say call them to the collection plate to give more dimes and dollars. I didn't say call them to be in the choir to sing. I didn't say call them to get up in the choir and dance and jump around. I said call them to a mission. And we must have a mission from the church. Now, we're sick and tired, us women are sick and tired of having to go over to the courthouse one more time for the nonsense that we see go on in the courtroom where children are carrying on. So children, obey your parents, for it might go well with you, and you might live long on this earth. The women are going to speak out, because we are the mothers of the nation. We are the mothers of the nation. We are the mothers of the nation, and we are not going to have to tell anyone again. If they have lost their way, let them go pull the history books that shows that Dead Nish and her bones was the one that ushered every living being through her loins. So we are the mothers of the nation, and we have every right to speak out on every account. This system is torn up from the floor. Everywhere you look, China is still standing there waiting for us to pay her back for the money that we borrowed. We're bankrupt. Then you look at the jobs, and the jobs have been gone and deported overseas. We have no jobs, but yet we send our young people back to school and say, get your degrees and come back home, and you look for a job, and there is no job. What a false ploy to pay on your young people. When young people are debating whether or not they should go abroad and get dual citizen or not, they're deciding whether or not they should be a part of another country's institution because our institutions have failed. We have to do something to change things so our young people can believe in us again. We have to make a change for the better. And I know a change is going to come. I know a change is going to come. It has to come because the woman has woke waking up now, and the woman knows that a change is here. Stay tuned for the drums. Joining us on this occasion of Black History Month. And I don't apologize unapologetically. I stand before you and don't apologize for the sternness in my voice and the way I perpetrated my voice over these airways. I hope I'm not misunderstood. I hope that I have grabbed someone's attention, that they might realize that this is a serious, 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 serious matter, and that we as Black women and women across the diaspora are not only crying loud and lifting up our voices, but we plan to do something about this major catastrophe. It is a major catastrophe when women, as well as men, come out of colleges and can't find employment, cannot find somewhere to exhaust themselves in doing the will and the work of the Creator. Right now, we are in a terrible situation. This is worse than it ever was when Martin Luther King walked the face of this earth. We've actually gone backwards instead of going forward. The work that Martin Luther King would have done, it was upheld and prevented a long time ago. There was no continuous work that was carried on after his death. We might have boycotted the buses, and we might have won that war, but we've got to win the battle. The battle still yet continues. That's right. It's a shame that we have to fight in our own country against our own people. Now, just as the young men go abroad and fight, they keep up the V sign because there's a war being fought overseas and yet at home. When will the war stop at home? When will the racism and institution of racism stop here in America? When will it stop? How can we stop it? And is there a way that we can put a halt to it now? I say there is. Our chat rooms are now open if you'd like to chat about it. Our chat rooms are open. It's a shame that our women are going to have to stand in the position of a man in order to stand on the front line. But we are at war, people. Right here in our homeland, there are struggles that we're fighting against all across the nation. There are women that have now had to make a decision. They've had to make a decision to wear the pants in the house and go out and make the money and come home and keep the family as well. We don't like doing that. We want to become our own individual women. We do not like doing that. And we're saying that it's very, very, very important that those men that are locked away in prison, just like Europeans did, they opened up their prisons and released the men on the United States here. And what we have in the United States is all of those prison inmates that came out of the prisons over in Europe. Why can't that be done here in the United States? Why can't there be a system to allow these men to go back over to their homeland to find real beneficial work? If it takes over $50,000 to house an inmate where they're doing nothing but collecting dust and becoming more corruptible, why can't you take that same $50,000 and educate a black man and allow him to come home to his woman? Women are not going to be patient any longer. And they're not going to turn into dykes and start being lovers of themselves. They are going to come to their right conscious minds, and they are going to see that this is a great thing that we're talking about. And they're going to see that we are going to have to take care of things, and we will let the children's voices be heard. All right, we have to let those children's voices be heard, because the children will probably rise up. They will rise up in a situation like this, and they are going to make changes to this earth, to the United States of America. They are not only the children who would like to hold hands and integrate, but they would like to have their own businesses. They would like to have their own institutions and their own pedagogical philosophies. They're different from us. They think differently, and they have a different solution. And sometimes their situation is met with violence. They are aiming the guns at the wrong people, and they don't know who to bring war upon. But some of the parents are going to get that army and redirect it and show them the proper way to go to war. You don't want that to happen. You want to save this nation from bloodshed. We don't want to see any more bloodshed, and we want to save this nation. And if we can save this nation, then we can do that now by stop lying about the banking system and about our pensions and our funds. We can do that now so we can save these people from losing all of their savings. We can help this nation. And women, you could call on us women. We are available and able to help redirect and manage this country. We are available. And we're going to continue to be available because we know we are winners in this situation. We are the winners, and we will win because the scriptures say we will win. Join us as we sing We Will Win.
Y'all ready? Say yes! Like you'll need us, tell you too. And as that blessed day is
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you ought to lift every voice and sing until earth and heaven ring. You ought to continue that voice and let it ring all over the mountaintop and let it ring until justice is prevailed. You continue to lift your voices wherever you go, not just during Black History Month, but lift it throughout the day, throughout the month. Lift the voice on every occasion that you have. Lift every voice and sing till heaven, heaven ring. Ring with your harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as a listening sky. Let us march on till victory is won. Sing a song full of the hope that the dark path has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the presence has brought us. Facing the rising sun of a new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Stony the roads we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died. Led with a steady beat, and not a weary feet, come to the place for which our Father sighed. Ladies and gentlemen, go in peace, and may you bring about peace to this nation, and may you bring about understanding to someone, and break bread with someone today. Invite someone to your home for a meal and for understanding and discussion. And we thank you that you were able to frequent our room today, and we'll join you again. We have a couple of law students that will be coming out to speak to us about preparation for law and about the experience for women in the law arena. So please join us on the 25th and 26th. We might be back at you tomorrow. It all depends. And we are going to be doing some collaboration with other groups of the U of a Faith. So please join us and stay tuned. And thanks so much for sharing your Black History Month with us on this occasion. And we say, oh, devil, and Baba Booey to you, y'all. Take care. See you soon. Please join our look at our records to see when our next scheduling date. We might do a special tomorrow for Black History Month. If not, you will see us on the 25th and 26th at 10:30 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned. And we are going to be getting out of here now with the drums, and we ask our drummers to take us up out of here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Black History Month to you. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like they don't want to take us off the air today, but I want you to pay attention to our schedule because our schedules have changed. If you notice, we are coming on at 3:30 some of these particular times. So look at our schedule to make sure you can join us. And then there are other times like the 25th and 26th of February. We'll be back on at 10:30 p.m. in the evening. But we do want you to follow us and join us because we have some great things ahead just for you, talking with law students about their experience in law school. And we're also featuring those law academies. So you do want to join us and bring your students in, those potential candidates who are going to pre-college program. And once again, we're going to get out of here and say, oh, Dabo, and we will meet you in the atmosphere soon. Say goodbye to you by spelling us up out of here. Come on, kids.
Y'all ready?